Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Israel has hit Iran with a barrage of missiles as it strikes back for the weekend's attack on the Jewish state. A number of explosions have been reported near Iran's nuclear bases, but officials don't believe any of the nuclear facilities were hit. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning against further retaliation and says the region is on a precipice.
One mistake could lead to the unthinkable, a full-scale regional conflict that would be devastating for all involved and for the rest of the world.
The PM is lashing social media companies for their handling of graphic videos taken at two Sydney stabbings. The eSafety Commissioner has ordered platforms, including Facebook and X, to remove clips of the terror attack carried out at a church, as well as the Bondi mass stabbing. But Anthony Albanese says the companies shouldn't have to be told.
Media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. It shouldn't need the eSafety Commissioner to direct companies to take down violent videos that show people who have lost their lives.
Meantime, the baby injured in the stabbing attack at Bondi Junction is improving, with New South Wales Health saying the child's condition has improved from serious to stable. Four other patients are in stable conditions, while one woman remains in intensive care after being injured in the attack, which left six dead. The federal government acknowledges hospitals are under enormous pressure as doctors call for a major funding boost. The AMA is asking for an extra $4 billion after wait times for emergency treatment and elective surgery continue to blow out. Health Minister Mark Butler says the issue is top of mind during talks with his state and territory counterparts.
We're working together very much as a group of health ministers to do what we can to alleviate pressure on the hospital system. We're also working, as I said, on a new hospital funding agreement that will see more than $13 billion of additional Commonwealth funds flow to states.
A body believed to be that of a teenage boy has washed ashore on the island in the Torres Strait after he was attacked by a crocodile. The 16-year-old went missing after he and a friend tried to swim ashore when their dinghy broke down. And lawyers say opening arguments would be heard on Monday in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. That's after 12 jurors were selected earlier today. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, an Aussie George Pitter is enjoying a dream run at the Margaret River Surf Pro. The wildcard has defeated fellow Aussie Liam O'Brien to move into the quarterfinals, where a showdown with world number one Griffin Colapinto awaits. And the International Life Saving Federation and Surf Life Saving Australia have launched a bid for the sport to be included in the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. In your entertainment news now, and it's a new era for Swifties with the drop of Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Society. But not all is what it seems, with the singer making it a surprise double album. 15 more tracks have been released. Taylor says she'd written so much tortured poetry, she wanted to share it. While Taylor Swift also appears to be throwing some serious shade at Kim Kardashian in one of the tracks, Thank You Amy features capital letters spelling out the name Kim in the track, which talks about a bronze spray-tanned bully. And a woman who stalked Harry Styles has been jailed and banned from seeing him perform again. The 35-year-old woman who sent the singer 8,000 cards in less than a month will spend the next 14 weeks behind bars. That's the latest from the Nova podcast news team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.